Hi, I'm Jonathan Haverdink, your spiritual fitness coach, and today we're looking at the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus. Philippians 3, verses 7 through 11 says, "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead." This passage tells us that the value of knowing Christ is worth giving up absolutely everything else in order to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The word know is used twice in this passage, and both of them mean slightly different things. The first one we see in verse 8, when Paul says, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord." The Greek word is gnosis, which means to learn about, to study. It also implies moral knowledge and wisdom, knowing right from wrong. It's where we get words like agnostic, gnosticism, diagnosis, and prognosis. These all deal with knowledge, either a lack of knowledge, knowledge of what is, or knowledge of what is likely going to happen. Paul is saying that knowing Christ is of surpassing worth. We should seek to learn about Jesus, his lineage, the prophecies about him, his birth, his ministry, his words, the things he did, and the things that happened to him. You're not going to grow very fast in your walk with Jesus if you're not seeking to grow in knowledge about him. But it doesn't stop with knowledge about Jesus. There are people who are incredibly well informed about the facts of Jesus' life and teachings, but they have no personal walk with him. That's where the second part of this passage in Philippians 3 comes in. Verse 10 says that all of this is so that I may know him. The Greek word used this time is ginosko, which means to get to know, to become known, to feel, to experience, to become intimately acquainted with. Gnosis is like knowing that honey is sweet because you read about it in a textbook. Ginosko, on the other hand, is like knowing that honey is sweet because you just put a spoonful of it in your mouth. This is relational knowledge, not just intellectual knowledge. And Paul says that this type of intimate, experiential knowledge of Christ is worth counting everything else as rubbish. So we should earnestly seek to grow in both gnosis knowledge about Jesus and ginosko, experiential knowledge of Jesus. And I want to give you one simple challenge that can help you grow in both of these types of knowledge. And if you're watching me, you're halfway there. Because Back to the Bible has developed a spiritual fitness routine that you can easily follow each and every day through the GoTandem app. So if you haven't already, download the GoTandem app and walk through each day's spiritual workout, taking in the scripture verses, videos, and teaching, along with the encouragement and challenges that go with each. And have your Bible handy so you can get used to being in God's Word. You'll soon find that you're learning about the Lord and His plan for you. Start today and stick with it for a month. And before you know it, you'll discover that you're growing in your knowledge and experience of Jesus. Now go win today.